Alrighty, let's move on to Mula Monday. Peter Kukumu is standing by to help us with even more nerve-wracking answers. What to do at the end of the tax year? Stand by.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Peter, good morning. Head of Personal Investments at Coronation Fund Managers. How are you this Mula Monday?
Hi, Refilo. We're fine, and you?
I'm excellent, thanks. Coming to the end of this particular year, it's a time to smile and not always, and sometimes a time to be a bit sad, depending on which side of the taxman's plus and minus you sit. But the tax year ending on the 28th of February allows us an opportunity to revisit how we invest and to make the most of our tax-free earnings. Won't you help us direct our attention?
Yes, Rafael. It's normally when we think about budget time and taxes, we don't expect any good news. We just expect government asking us to contribute a little bit more. But the one great gift that is available to everyone, to every South African citizen, is to make use of your tax-free savings account or investment allowance, which is 36,000 rand per tax year. So if you haven't used it this year, then you've got this week, last few days, make use of that. And that's a great way to invest long-term in a manner that compound growth can work best for you, as you pay absolutely no taxes on any of your investment income or gains within your tax-free investment account.
Now, does that have to be invested in a particular asset class, Peter?
No. One of the beauties of this model is that there's absolutely no investment prescriptions or limitations, as you find in retirement saving, for example. So you can be 100% invested in equities, you can be 100% invested in domestic or offshore assets, you can put it in a deposit account at a bank and just an interest in a safe type of investment. So there's absolutely no constraint.
And how do I demarcate that? We're allowed to do this 36,000 rand per year, and in a lifetime, half a million rand. Is that something that I can give over to my manager to demarcate?
Yeah. So the best idea, if there's one thing you remember about anything I say, is that it's better to use your tax-free investment for building a long-term nest egg, because that lifetime limit of 500,000 rand cannot be reused. So once you do a withdrawal from your tax-free account, you can't replace the investment. So I don't think it's a suitable way to manage short-term savings. You want to build up the biggest pot possible and then it compound growth work for, because it means that those returns you're going to earn on earlier returns later becomes much more valuable if you can give it more time.
So this should be a top up. This would be more that you're saving into a growing pot, a growing pool.
Exactly. So you want assets there, and you want to ideally allocate money to your tax-free account that you can forget about, that you can use to augment long-term goals such as retirement funding. Because I think one of the big benefits is your withdrawal out of your tax-free account is also tax-free, unlike retirement income that's taxed when you withdraw.
Yes, I was going to ask that. So I do have unrestricted access to this money throughout.
Yeah, so there's no limits. You can take it whenever you want. It's just advisable to leave it as long as you possibly can.
So there are some ways. You don't have to have the full 36,000 rand in one lump sum. I know Coro offers some great ways of doing it in an installment basis.
That's right. So many of the providers would allow you debit orders. In our case, it's 250 rand a month. So you shouldn't let the 36,000 rand and stop you from starting.
Okay, so we save as much as we can any time that we can. So my dad was right. So 250 rand is as little as 250 rand a month and as small as 5,000 rand in a lump sum. I have one question here from Tony Peter. He asks, can you send payments to SARS on the 28th, seeing that month end falls on a Sunday, without incurring a penalty? I don't know if that's your area of expertise.
I'm not 100% sure what he refers to, but
I think he means his repayment of his tax.
Yeah, so I think normally there's you would hope for a little bit of leniency if you miss the month end deadline on a Sunday and it's there on the Monday morning, but and best to try and get it in before then.
Okay. Back to the investments themselves and the saving. What's the difference between saving and investing tax-free?
Yeah, so I mean, so saving is basically putting money away. I mean, it's I'm thinking about the squirrels that we see on Table Mountain, all preparing furiously for winter, burying their acorns. I mean, they're saving. They're not expecting growth. They're just expecting their acorns to be there. Investing is deploying your money into the economy over time and hoping to earn capital gains by making your money work productively.
Okay, and something that we should definitely consider. It's been a long winter of earnings during this COVID year, and so I think this is something that we should all reflect on. Pieter, thank you very much, as always, for your sage advice. Pieter Kukumoed is the head of personal investments at Coronation Fund Managers. It's 6:52. We'll be right back after this.
The Money Show on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
On the next Money Show, author Stephen Timm talks to us about his book titled At Any Cost, about the great South African fraudster. Took the tech world for more than $40 million. On other people's money, the legendary musician who celebrates 21 years in the industry, Silalo Silota, talks to us about the value that money holds in his life.
The Money Show.
The Money Show.
On Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
The Money Show is brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, unpacking expert advice that can turn numbers into tangible business solutions at this year's Absa Beyond the Budget Dialogue.